And as always, we are delighted to welcome back our intrepid traveller, award-winning travel journalist, Ed Finn. And this week we have a very special guest as well, Ciara Foley, who is the MD of Platinum Travel and Fly Drive USA. And of course, we are all so delighted now following the announcement from the United States that they will lift COVID-19 travel bans on air passengers in November if we are fully vaccinated. And a lot of people very, very happy again to be given the opportunity to go states. Side. So, Ciara, first of all, you're very welcome. Ed feels like we haven't spoken about America for, well, actually, it is true. We haven't spoken about America for months and months.
I know. I mean, it's incredible, isn't it? When you think about it, and I mean, the connections between Ireland and America, it's been like Lent or something. It's been terrible. But it's great news. Great, Ciara, to have you on the show. Of course, you've been specializing in America for a long time now. Been difficult time for you, Ciara, I imagine.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, if you'd asked me last March, 12 months, you know, if we'd be still sitting here 18 months later, I would have said absolutely no way. I mean, for America to shut their borders was just shocking. And sorry, I should have said thank you very much for having me on, Carol. I'm delighted to chat with you today. So yes, it was kind of a shock to the system. We thought the day would never come, so it was extremely welcome news last week. And we don't have an exact date in November, but he's saying early November, so it's coming soon, very soon.
And this really, Ciara, this is only for people who are vaccinated. So if you're not vaccinated and you want to go to America, you're out of luck basically right now anyway.
Absolutely. So if you hold anything but an American passport, you have to be fully vaccinated to get into America. Now, there is a question mark over certain vaccines because I know they hadn't recognized AstraZeneca. So we did have put a query in about that to make sure that that is recognized and that people will be able to travel on that. I can't imagine they'll say no to that because obviously there's a huge amount, particularly in the UK, that will have the AstraZeneca vaccine. So that's one question mark. The second question mark that we need clarified is about children. They did state that, you know, if you're not able to get a vaccine in the country that you're from as a child, so under 12s or whatever age it is, that you can still go if your parents are going, but you will be subject to PCR testing. So there's a couple of little things like that that we just need clarified along with an exact date in early November, and then we'll be good to go. But listen, everybody's screaming for the information. It will come in due course like it always does.
Ciara, I suppose in years gone by, travel to America in November, especially like New York for shopping, would have been a huge thing. Paddy's Day, March, Boston and New York. I mean, I know we've the big four here, Delta, Aer Lingus, United, American Airlines. How is it looking now? I mean, are people coming on asking you all about the big ones, if you like?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you'll have the old reliables, you know, the, as you say, Boston, New York, Chicago, Washington, particularly in the last 5 or 6 years. And then Vegas. Vegas is such a constant. It just is always selling, no bother, along with Florida. And then people who are going back for the second and third time are going outside the box to other states. Previously, I mean, we were in one of the top 20 countries in the world to visit the USA. So even though we've been locked down for 18 months, people are still desperate to go there. And most of our clients have pushed out their travel. They don't want to cancel. They just say, when can I go? When can I go? So we have a number of clients going before Christmas. They're kind of gung-ho and say, we're going, it's going to happen. But the big demand is for next year. And for those four airlines you spoke about, Ed, you know, we used to have 180 to 200 direct aircraft going a week in peak season to the States. There won't be that capacity next year. It's going to take a couple of years for that to come back. So those flights for next year are going to be busy. I would say to people now, look out for offers now, because once, I'd say post-Christmas comes, you will find it very difficult to get good deals on stuff.
I was just going to ask you about that, Ciara, because, you know, as Michael O'Leary was talking about Europe and reduced capacity and hikes in prices next year, the obvious question, is this going to apply to America as well? And from what you're saying, that looks like it could very well be the case, or will be the case.
Absolutely. It's going to apply to worldwide, because we do everything here as well as the USA, and it's going to apply to worldwide. So as we talk about the USA today, looking at flights for next summer for family holidays to Florida or road trips to California, the prices are very, very high. And it doesn't, at the moment, we don't know about any new extra aircraft that are coming online. Now, as you said, Michael Leary, supply and demand, guarantee if Aer Lingus, you know, American, Delta, United see the demand, they will keep making, you know, making it happen. But I would just, if there's something somebody really wants, I recommend you get your deposit down and book it early, just so you're not disappointed. And there's great deals to be had, but it's going to be busy all over the world next year as we come back to a new normal, as they say.
And it was funny, Carol, because I was looking there, Ciara, you were telling me that even for St. Patrick's weekend, which would normally, or St. Patrick's Festival, which would normally be, you know, thousands of dollars to get flights, you wouldn't get near the place. You were saying to me that there was flights from like 600 euros for like, you know, 4 days around St. Patrick's Day, which you wouldn't have got before.
No, absolutely not. And that's why I think there's a window now for the next couple of months. This is the window to look for next year, because as I said, once Christmas hits, I think it's going to be gung-ho. But the next couple of months, I had a look this morning, and if you were to go the 15th to the 19th of March to Boston, which is right around St. Patrick's Day, which is so busy over there, and you went with a 4-star hotel, it's 929 per person, which for a peak time for 4 nights is very good for the US. If you moved it back and went in early March and you didn't need to be there for actually Patrick's Day and you went just for 3 nights, you're getting it for 799 per person, and that's including flights, your checked bag for all the shopping, plus a 4-star hotel. And then the same with the likes of Orlando. If you wanted to do Florida, say in early June, you can get that for 10 nights for 2 plus 2 for a 4-star for 3,100. Now you do need to add par tickets and stuff, but I mean, Boston and Cape Cod family holiday for people in May for 399. So there's wow. great deals now for the next couple of months. You know, there is that little window. So, you know, if you want that city break, if you want to go, you know, now's the time to yeah. do it.
Do you think that people will be looking, perhaps as a result of our experience over the last 18 months or so, for a different type of holiday now, and that they might gravitate away from the big touristy spots?
Definitely, definitely. I think you will always sell the old reliables. They'll be there forever. They're just the way it is, New York, Boston, so on. However, people have had 18 months to research and 18 months to be, you know, looking around and seeing what they want to do and know what they want to do. They've also had all this time to save, and they have their bucket list destinations, and they have their priorities right now that they want to be with family and friends. So what we're seeing a big demand from is our tailor-made road trips. So the likes of Utah, the Great America West, you know, the Deep South, all of those destinations. And if you don't want to drive, you can do it by, you know, escorted tour or luxury tour. There's the Rocky Mountaineer new route from Colorado to Utah.
I'd love to do that.
I know. Mm. It's one of my favorites, I have to say. And they're all there. So people are saying, yep, I'm doing it. I'm going for it. I want to go for that holiday I waited long for. So people had time to study. We're all researching stuff and we've all been tempted by stuff, but we haven't been able to do it. We're seeing these things online. So the answer to your question is yes. And people are already booking those dream destinations.
I remember, Ciara, years ago, you gave me great advice and I went and I did all this amazing stuff. And I actually went to Vail and I did Aspen and then I went to Telluride and Denver, the Mile High City. I mean, I suppose America is like all different countries anyway, to be honest, because it is so varied. So people always, I think someone will forget that. The Great Lakes one, remember, Carol, I did that. And I went all around Illinois and all down into those real Midwest American towns. And remember, I was in the John Deere tractor factory.
Which you've been everywhere, Ed.
I mean, who wouldn't want to do the old John Deere tractor factory, Carol? You know, you can't miss that.
You're showing off now, Ed. You're showing off. So, Ciara, I guess your advice really for people is, if you're thinking about heading to America next year, now is the time to start doing your homework and actually get your booking in. Really.
Definitely. Yeah. And think outside the box. Exactly what you're just saying there now. There is amazing value in the Montanas, the Wyomings, the North and South Dakotas, you know, the Louisianas, Mississippis. There's so much to choose from and so many different states, and you can combine it in any way you want. You can go on a steamboat up and down the Mississippi. You can drive the California coast. You can Amtrak from, you know, DC to Boston and then go all over New England. So the dreams are there. And also the huge amount of activity which people don't realize, like whitewater rafting and rock climbing and then skiing. Ed, you mentioned Vail there. You know, even skiing in Colorado, skiing in Utah, skiing in New Hampshire. So people might do a winter holiday. And just on that note, a side note, very often if you were to go to the likes of New Hampshire to ski, it's better value than going to Europe, because the deals over there, and it's maybe a couple of hours longer in a flight. You're only flying to Boston, you know, as opposed to Salzburg or wherever. Yeah. It's definitely worth thinking outside the box and putting the US for every type of holiday. It really is all there.
Ciara Foley, MD of Flydrive USA and Platinum Travel. Thank you so much for joining us. A real pleasure to have you with us talking about this again.
Platinum advice there, Carol, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely.
He says all the right things. No, thank you very much, Carol. It's lovely to be thinking positive again.
That's great, Ciara. And if anyone wants to to get in touch, Ciara, check that out. They can get you at ciara@platinumtravel.ie, and that's your website for all your exciting packages and things.
Yeah, info@platinumtravel.ie or ciara@platinumtravel.ie, and one of our guys here will talk to you and tailor make anything you need. So no trip is too big or too small, whatever the dream is.
Ciara, thank you again. It's always a pleasure to have you with us too. And a reminder, if you have any questions of a travel nature, please do get them in to ed@traveltalk.ie. And Ed Finn, we'll look forward to chatting with you again on Travel Talk next week.
Yes, Carol, back to cruising next week, which should be exciting.
Fabulous.